the idea of evolution and everything's been the same, you know, for the last, for eternity. But the Vedic perspective is that the world goes through cyclic changes. It's like our heart is going through changes, right? Lub-dub, lub-dub. And your lungs are going through cycles, your stomach, the days, the years. So the Vedas are also describing the universe goes through four seasons. Age of gold, age of silver, age of bronze, age of iron, and the age of plastic. Or not. There's going to be these cycles. So Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. And the Vedas is describing yada, 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 masya. That whenever there's some problem with the progressive path of self-realization, spiritual development, religion, then God himself comes to readjust things if anybody wants that. So 5,000 years ago, at the end of the age of bronze, right? The end of the age of bronze, Krishna appeared. So things were different. It's just like at the end of autumn, you know, the fall, before it really becomes winter, there's still some leaves in the trees, you still see the sunshine. But then when winter comes, there's no more leaves, no more fruits, no more squirrels, everything is, you know, miserable. This is the age of Kali. So when Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, it was the end of the age of bronze, and people were living to be 1,000 years old, and different amazing abilities people had like that, magical abilities. And so Krishna was there, you know, trying to do his mission to purify the whole situation like that. And he comes along with the Logos, Balaram, like that. Guru. This is a universal principle. Everybody recognizes this, that we can't approach God directly. It's too dangerous. So we go through the Logos, Jehovah and Jesus Christ. You know, Allah and Muhammad, like this. And so Balaram appears along with Krishna, and he is our way to approach Krishna like that. So today we're celebrating his appearance day, so transcendental festival. And of course, you can talk for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, or else you can buy these books and read for hours and hours and hours like that. But this is the 10th canto. There's 12 cantos in Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses. And so here we have, you know, part of the 10th canto, which is directly Krishna's pastimes. And so we're going to read one story here about the marriage of Samba. And these things were all happening 5,000 years ago. Shri Sukha Uvacha.
Shri Sukha Uvacha.
Duryodhana.
Duryodhana.
Sutam Rajan.
Sutam Rajan.
Lakshmanam.
Lakshmanam.
Samatim Jaya.
Samatim Jaya.
Duryodhana Sutam Rajam.
Duryodhana Sutam Rajan.
Lakshmanam Samatim Jaya.
Lakshmanam Samatim Jaya.
Sukadeva Goswami said, O King Jambavati's son, Samba, ever victorious in battle, kidnapped Duryodhana's daughter, Lakshmana, from her Swayamvara ceremony. The angry Kuru said, This ill-behaved boy has offended us forcibly by kidnapping our unmarried daughter against her will. Arrest this ill-behaved Samba. What will the Vrishnis do? By our grace, they are ruling the land that we have granted them. If the Vrishnis come here and they learn that their son has been captured, we will break their pride. Thus he will become subdued, like bodily senses brought under control. After saying this and having their plan sanctioned by the senior members of the Kuru dynasty, Karna, Shalya, Bhuri, Yajnaketu, and Suyodhana set out to attack Samba. In the purport by Pranam Maharaj, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti explains that the elder of the Kurus mentioned here is Bhishma, who gave permission to the younger men as follows. Quote, Since this maiden has now been touched by Samba, she cannot take any other husband. He must become her husband. Nonetheless, she should arrest him and tie him up to make a statement about his impropriety and our own prowess, but in no case should you kill him. End quote. The Acharya also adds that Bhishma accompanied the five warriors mentioned in this verse. Dristvanu Davata Sambo. Seeing Duryodhana and his companions rushing towards him, Samba, the great chariot fighter, took up his splendid bow and stood alone like a lion. Determined to capture him, the angry bowman led by Karna shouted at Samba, Stand and fight! Stand and fight! They came straight for him and showered him with arrows. O best of the Kurus, as Krishna's son Samba was being unjustly harassed by the Kurus, that darling of the Yadu dynasty did not tolerate their attack any more than a lion would tolerate an attack by puny animals. Twanging his wonderful bow, heroic Shamba struck with arrows the six warriors headed by Karna. He pierced the six chariots with as many arrows, each team of four horses with four arrows, and each chariot driver with a single arrow. And he similarly struck the great bowman who commanded the chariots. The enemy warriors congratulated Shamba for his display of prowess. But they forced him down from his chariot, and thereupon four of them struck his four horses, one of them struck down his chariot driver, and another broke his bow. Having deprived Shamba of his chariot during the fight, the Kuru warriors tied him up with great difficulty, and then returned victorious to their city, taking the young boy and your princess. O king, when the Yadavas heard of this news from Shrinarada Muni, they became angry. Urged on by King Ugrasena, they prepared for a war against the Kurus. Lord Balaram, however, cooled the tempers of the Vrishni heroes, Balaram Ki Jai, who had already put on their armor. He who purifies the age of quarrel did not want a quarrel between the Kurus and the Vrishnis. Thus, accompanied by brahmanas and family elders, he went to Hastinapur on his chariot, which was as effulgent as the sun. As he went, he appeared like the moon surrounded by the ruling planets. Upon arriving in Hastinapur, Lord Balaram remained in a garden house outside the city and sent Uddhava ahead to probe to probe King Dhritarashtra's intentions. After he had offered proper respects to the son of Ambika, Dhritarashtra, and to Bhishma, Drona, Bhalika, and Duryodhana, Uddhava informed them that Lord Balaram had arrived. Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti points out that there is no reference here to Uddhava offering respects to Yudhisthira and his associates, since at that time the Pandavas were all staying in Indraprastha. Teti Prityas Tamakarnya. Overjoyed to hear that Balaram, their dearmost friend, had come, they first honored Uddhava and then went forth to meet the Lord, carrying auspicious offerings in their hands. They approached Lord Balaram and worshipped him with gifts of cows and argya, as was befitting. Those among the Kurus who understood his true power bowed down to him, touching their heads to the ground. Purport. The Acharyas explained that even elders like Bhishmadeva also bowed down to Lord Balaram. Bandum Kushalinar Shutva. After both parties had heard their relatives were doing well, and both had inquired into each other's welfare and health, Lord Balaram forthrightly spoke to the Kurus as follows. Ugrasena Ksite Shesho. Lord Balaram said, King Ugrasena is our master and the ruler of kings. With undivided attention, you should hear what he has ordered you to do, and then you should do it at once. King Ugrasena has said, even though by irreligious means several of you defeated a single opponent who follows the principles of religion, still I am tolerating this for the sake of unity amongst the family members. Purport. Here Ugrasena implies the Kuru should immediately bring Samba and present him to Lord Balaram. Translation. Upon hearing these words of Lord Baladev, which were full of potency and courage and strength and were appropriate to his transcendental power, the Kauravas became furious and spoke as follows. Aho mahach chitam idam kala gatya durabjaya arurukshati upanad vai shiro mukta sevita. The Kuru nobles said, oh, how amazing this is. The force of time is indeed insurmountable. A lowly shoe now wants to climb on the head that bears the royal crown. They go on. It is because these Vrishnis are bound to us by marriage ties that we have granted them equality, allowing them to share our beds, seats, and meals. Indeed, it is we who have given them their royal thrones. Only because we looked the other way could they enjoy the pair of yak tail fans and the conch shell, the white umbrella, the throne, and the royal beds. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti explains that the Kurus were saying they were able to use these royal insignias because we did not take the matter seriously. As explained by Vishwanatha Chakravarti, the Kurus thought showing concern about their use of these items would have been a sign of respect, but in fact we did not have such respect for them. Since they are of inferior families, they are not to be respected. So we pay no regard to them. Alam yadu namnara deva lanchanayar. No longer should the yadus be allowed to use these royal symbols, which now cause trouble for those who gave them. Like milk fed to poisonous snakes, having prospered by our grace, these yadavas have now lost all shame and are daring to command us. How could even Indra dare to usurp anything that Bhishma, Drona, Arjuna, and other Kurus have not given him? It would be like a lamb claiming the lion's kill. Shri Bhadaraya Nirvacha. O best of the Bharatas, after the arrogant Kurus, thoroughly puffed up by the opulence of their high birth and relations, had spoken these harsh words to Lord Balaram, they turned and went back to their city. Seeing the bad character of the Kurus and hearing their nasty words, infallible Lord Balaram became filled with rage, his countenance frightful to behold. He laughed repeatedly and spoke as follows. Nunam nana madonada shantim nechanti asadavaha. Lord Balaram said, clearly, the many passions of these scoundrels have made them so proud that they do not want peace. Then let them be pacified by physical punishment, as animals are pacified with a stick. Ah, only gradually was I able to calm the furious Yadus and Lord Krishna, who was also enraged. Desiring peace for these Kauravas, I came here. But they are so dull-headed, fond of quarrel and mischief by nature, that they have repeatedly disrespected me. Out of conceit, they dared to address me with harsh words. King Ugrasena, the lord of the Bhojas, Vrishnis, and Andakas, is not fit to command when Indra and other planetary rulers obey his orders. The same Krishna who occupies the Sudharma assembly hall and for his enjoyment took the Parijata tree from the immortal demigods, that very Krishna is indeed not fit to sit on the royal throne. Purport. Here Balaram angrily says, never mind the Yadus. These rascal Kauravas even dare to insult Krishna. Translation. The goddess of fortune herself, ruler of the entire universe, worships his feet. And the master of the goddess of fortune does not deserve the paraphernalia of a mortal king. Wow, that's a really big verse. Wow. The dust of Krishna's lotus feet, which is the source of holiness for all places of pilgrimage, is worshipped by all the demigods. The principal deities of all planets are engaged in his service, and they consider themselves most fortunate to take the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna on their crowns. Great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and even the goddess of fortune and I, are simply parts of his spiritual identity. And we are also careful to carry the dust of his lotus feet on our heads. And still, Krishna is not fit to use these royal insignias and even sit on a royal throne. Aha! We Vrishnis enjoy only whatever small parcel of land the Kurus allow us, and we are indeed shoes, whereas the Kauravas are the heads. Just see how these puffed up Kurus are intoxicated with their so-called power, like ordinary drunken men. What actual ruler with power to command would tolerate their foolish, nasty words? Today, I shall rid the entire earth of all the Kauravas. Jai. Declared the furious Balaram. Thus he took his plow and rose up as if to set the three worlds afire. Lord Balaram dug up Hastinapura with the tip of his plow and began to drag it, intending to cast the entire city into the Ganges. Vishnu Chakravarti comments. By the Lord's desire, his plow increased in size, and that as Lord Balaram began dragging Hastinapura toward the water, he ordered the Ganges, except for Samba, you should attack and kill everyone in the city with your water. Thus he would fulfill his promise to rid the earth of the Kauravas while making sure that nothing bad would happen to Samba. Jalam yanam iva gurnam. Seeing that their city was tumbling about like a raft at sea as it was being dragged away and that it was about to fall into the water of the Ganges, the Kauravas became terrified. To save their lives, they approached the Lord for shelter, taking their families with them. Placing Samba and Lakshman in front, they joined their palms in supplication. The Kauravas said, Rama Rama Kiladara prabhavam na vidham te mudanam na kubudinam kshantumarhasi atikramam stiti utpati upyayanam tvam eko hetu nirashrayaha lokam kredanakam nisha kredataste vadantihi. Rama, Rama, foundation of everything. We knew nothing of your power. Please excuse our offenses, for we are ignorant and misguided. You alone cause the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the cosmos. You are there, therefore its prior cause. Indeed, O Lord, authorities say that the worlds are mere playthings for you as you perform your pastimes. O unlimited one of a thousand heads, as your pastimes you carry this earthly globe on one of your heads. At the time of annihilation, you withdraw the entire universe within your body and remain alone, lying down to rest. Your anger is meant for instructing everyone. It is not a manifestation of hatred or envy. O Supreme Lord, you sustain the pure mode of goodness, and you become angry only to maintain and protect the worlds. Namaste sarvabhutatman sarvashakti dharavyaya vishvakaman namastuste tvamvayam sharanam gataha. We bow down to you, O soul of all beings, O wielder of all potencies, O tireless maker of the universe, offering our obeisance as we take shelter of you. Translation. Sukha uvacha. Sukha Goswami said, thus propitiated by the Kurus, whose city was trembling and who were surrendering to him in great distress, Lord Balaram became very calm and kindly disposed towards them. Do not be afraid, he said, and took away their fear. Duryodhana, being very affectionate to his daughter, gave her as a dowry 1,260-year-old Indian motorcycles. Yeah. If the King of America was marrying his daughter, marrying the King of England, you see, the battleships would go, you know, aircraft carriers, submarines, all these things would go, and, you know, 1,200, you know, Ford something or others, you know, 120,000 motorcycles, there you go, horses, 6,000 golden chariots shine like the sun, and 1,000 maidservants with jeweled lockets on their necks. Okay. The Supreme Lord, Chief of the Yadavas, accepted all these gifts and then departed with his son and daughter-in-law as his well-wishers bid him farewell. The Lord, Halayudya, entered his city, Dwarka, and met his relatives whose hearts were all bound to him in love and loving attachment. In the assembly hall, he reported to all the Yadu leaders everything about his dealings with the Kurus. Even today, the city of Hastinapur is visibly elevated on the southern side along the Ganges, thus showing the signs of Lord Balaram's power. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. For the most part, it was the practice of Kshatriya kings to inaugurate some kind of fighting between the parties of the bride and the bridegroom before the marriage. When Sambha forcibly took away Lakshmana, the elderly members of the Kuru dynasty were pleased to see that he was actually a suitable match for her. In order to see his personal strength, however, they fought with him. And without any respect for regulations of fighting, they all arrested him. When the Yadu dynasty decided to release Sambha from the confinements of the Kurus, Lord Balaram came personally to settle the matter, and as a powerful Kshatriya, he ordered them to free Sambha immediately. The Kauravas became superficially insulted by this order, so they challenged Lord Balaram's power. They simply wanted to see him exhibit his inconceivable strength. That's with great pleasure they handed over their daughter to Sambha, and the whole matter was settled. Duryodhana, being affectionate toward Lakshmana, had her married to Sambha in great pomp. Balaram was very satisfied after his great reception by the side of the Kurus, and accompanied by the newly married couple, he started toward the capital city of Dwarka. Lord Balaram triumphantly reached Dwarka, where he met with many citizens who were all his devotees and friends. When they all assembled, Lord Balaram narrated the whole story of the marriage, and thus they were astonished to hear how Balaram that made the city of Hastinapur tremble. So, Prabhupada, yeah. So as we become purified in the mode of pure goodness, we can actually appreciate these things are directly in a transcendental potency. You can actually perceive this is not ordinary writing, not ordinary intelligence. And this is the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam. Somebody may say, can you prove there's a God? Can you prove God exists? This is a illogical question. The definition of God is the cause of all causes. right? So God has to be self-evident. You can give different indications to take us the right direction, things like that. But ultimately, you're convinced that somebody is God when you see him like that. He's self-evident like that. You know, I always tell a story. There were some alcoholic guys behind the temple in Dallas, in the little jungle kind of area there. And they were had a crossbow they made. And they were killing skunks and cooking them, eating them. And they would go out in the daytime and harass people to give them money to buy alcohol. You know, so it was going on for a couple of weeks. And then finally, they were harassing one of the girls there like that. So she ran home crying. And you know, father called the police. And these Dallas police officers came. How big is a Dallas police officer? Minimum 6 feet. That's the minimum. He started at 6 feet. And what kind of sidearms did they carry? 457 Magnum. It's like about this big. So if a youche fired a 457 Magnum, pretty lifted up. I lifted up first and squeeze the trigger. So the bullet would go through both walls, two cars in the parking lot, and across the houses in the street, another side like that. And the youche would go through the opposite wall with the pistol into the parking lot there. It's not as a fact. These things, and the noise would deafen all of us at this point like that. You know, so these guys, you know. So now they were, what's the problem here? These guys are, you know, drunken guys are here and harassing the girls. And they go, okay. So they went over there and it's nighttime. These guys are sitting by the fire drinking and harassing each other and cooking skunk meat, you know, like that. So this police officer coming and he says, you be there, boy, come here. And when the guy grabs his crossbow and points to the police officer, the guy pulls his gun out, points it at like that, points the flashlight at it, and he says, boy, do you see what I'm pointing at you? And the guy's looking. So suddenly he realizes that he's facing God. self-evidence. He screams and tosses a crossbow in the area. You know. This is self-evident. And Balaram, the Kurus, they wanted to see this, you know, see Balaram in action like that. And then they realized, yeah, okay, all of our doubts are removed, you know. Balaram is the supreme person, God Almighty, you know, like that. So this is, you know, Balaram. He comes, he deals with people, you know, Nityananda, Christ. You know, God has to stay God, but then Guru comes down and deals with us and has relationships, and even though we're not completely perfect, he deals with us, you know. One time, it's a very famous story I tell many times, there was a big function in Atlanta, and the devotees said, all this pompous advertising about Vedic fire sacrifice never before performed in the Western world, and genuine, you know, transcendental acharya coming from India, all these things. And so somebody from the mayor's office was there. What else? There was live television coverage. All these people came. And Balabhanta was president then. He was describing. And then Prabhupada was there. And they were doing all these things wrong. Everything they were doing wrong. The fire sacrifice, they were putting the coconut in the fire or something like that. And all these. And Prabhupada said, why are you doing that? What is, you know, he's like, no, why are you doing this? Where did you learn this? You know, and Balabhanta said it was becoming more and more ghastly. And he realized that we've gotten him way over our head. We're doing, you know, all these things. We don't know what's happening. And it's all on live television. And so one boy, Bhakta Leroy, who was fanning Srila Prabhupada. So he said, at that point, Bhakta Leroy said, oh, Srila Prabhupada, just chant Hare Krishna. So Balabhanta said at that point, he was sure that fire was going to come from Srila Prabhupada's eyes and just, you know, invite on live television, burn everybody, including to ashes. It's just, oh my God, you know. So then Prabhupada looked up at Bhakta Leroy, you know, Bhakta Leroy is smiling at Prabhupada. And Prabhupada put his hand in his bead bag and started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. So I surmise that he's looking up at Bhakta Leroy and realizing this innocent boy, Krishna is talking through him. And Krishna is saying, oh, Prabhupada, they're doing their best. Don't become disturbed. Yeah. So Krishna is God. And so Guru sometimes says, all right. You know, other times he says, no, you're not disturbed, but I'm their guru and I'm disturbed. And I have to make sure they're doing things right, you know, for your service like that. So it's a dynamic relationship. The devotee, Guru, Krishna, right? Krishnadas Kaviraj says that Guru, Krishna, devotee of Krishna, and devotional service, they all come together and dance, and nobody can quite figure out who's in control. Krishna, Radharani, or Purnamasi, Yogamaya, like that. So it's a spiritual life. There's a lot to learn and understand like that. And then a very auspicious day, Sri Mahaprabhu is taking vows. So like that. Unless it's like baptism. In Christian tradition, the same thing. Like baptism, like that, confirmation. And so you've been associating with devotees, with Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, reading books, philosophy, and finally you come to this position, yes, this is it. As far as I can understand, this is Krishna, God, I'm following austerities. And so sometimes in the mode of goodness, I can actually see Krishna. And I realize I want out of the water, I want to go back, you know, and serve you. I'm a fool to have left. So Krishna says, all right, take the rope, like that. So we're still in the water. There's a big difference between being in the water with a rope and not having a rope, like that. So now the waves come, but you can grab, take a deep breath and hold on and come back up again, you know. And for us, this rope is a connection, diksha, and I'm acting as a diksha guru in this sense, under Srila Prabhupada's authority. You know. It's to chant 16 good rounds, follow four principles strictly, like that. In heaven or hell, below the water or above the water, living hell. And this is our connection, we know, absolute. Avashya Raksabe Krishna. And Krishna promises, whatever service I give you, I'll give you the potency to fulfill it. So basically it comes down to our free will that we're going to do this or not. Sometimes maybe we can't finish your rounds. But I says, all right, if you can't sleep and you can't eat, okay, I accept you're too busy to chant your rounds. You know? Next day you have to make them up like that, catch up like that. You know? So we've had a lot of discussions about this before, you know. And this is a very good day, because Balaram is the original guru. Another time Balaram was dancing with the gopis and drinking Varuni, which is like honey. He became intoxicated and he was like, you know, seeing two moons. Then he was chastising the king of the ants because he wouldn't come out of his hole to fight like that. Yeah. So Prabhupada says, may we all pray that in this intoxicated condition, Lord Balaram sees some good qualities in us, like that. Ah, oh, you're okay, God. recommends us to Krishna. We're hoping for some, you know, serendipity, is there, all here, like that. So any comments, questions? Yeah,
when this incident happened, when Sama came to kidnap Lakshmana,
yeah,
Arjuna was there?
It was when the Pandavas were in Indraprastha.
So
it's before the game of dice.
Lost,
yeah, before that, yeah. And so we on Sunday too, we have maybe some more time because we're working very, very hard on some projects in South America. And today, maybe on Sunday, we can talk a little more about that. Some very good programs, and also we have one 5-minute trailer, a video we can show here about the game of dice. Yeah. So all these things are very instructive. We read these pastimes, and they go deep into the heart, and they change us. You know, we advance very rapidly in our own character and development, and we can help other people. You know, than to get free from all these vices and bad habits and things that are causing us all these problems like that. So now then we're going to go translate ourselves. I'm thinking in Spanish. Ya vamos todos nosotros trasladar nosotros afuera al sacrificio de fuego. Now we're going to translate ourselves all outside and for this fire, Vedic fire sacrifice. And we have a human sacrifice. You hope it's your father, her father. Hope her father is able to do this properly. Otherwise, may come out of the fire of the horse body after that, like that. Oops. So Papa ki, Balaram ji ki, Dauji kabaya.
Isme kabaya.
Okay. Yeah. That's on the.